Weekend Spousal X Factor on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Basically, we all talk to our spouses and see what was the highlight of our weekend. If our spouse knows us well enough to know what the highlight of our weekend was, we're going to start with Mr. Gottler Bonset. Hello, Jacob. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm good. How are you?
We heard a story that you saw Luke Grimes from Yellowstone with his shirt off, and you thought you looked as good as Luke Grimes with the shirt off. Is this true?
But surprisingly, he had some, like, what can I call them? Back boobies? Kind of like the lower
He had back boobies?
Some love handles.
Really?
A little more pronounced love handles than I would have thought. You look at the guy, and you're like, wow, that's a fit dude, but he was a little loose, and I felt seen.
This is good for puffy guys like you, because the puffy look, the bee stung look, I like to call it, is coming back. People used to call it a dad bod. I think it's a good look for you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, because it's not going anywhere.
Can I tell you what else? Can I tell you what else this guy did this weekend? I go, hey, can you go measure? Because I want to get a rug. Can you go measure over there? And he said, yeah, I'll go lay down in a minute. I said, what? He went over and laid his body down on the area I want a rug for to, quote unquote, measure for me. And I was like, that is not. And I was like, get a tape measure. Anyway, people messaged me, said that that's the kind of stuff their husband
genius.
Does as well.
No, yeah. Genius. Because you know your height. Then you go to the like, yeah, you know exactly what it is.
He was off, by the way.
No, not loosely.
You guys argue. Do you find you guys argue more about little stuff than ever? Because it used to be the little stuff, you let it go away. Now Susan and I will find anything to bicker over.
Yeah, I mean, little stuff on a probably daily basis, but nothing big. So I guess that's better than,
can you tell Olive that when we're on the air, excuse me one second, can you tell that kid when we're on the radio to pipe it down a little bit?
She's a star, Dave, and you're not gonna mute her shine, okay?
Okay. Yeah. To keep moving.
No,
I'm sorry to interrupt. To keep moving, Fallon wrote down her favorite part of from Wednesday night until this morning. What do you think was her favorite part of the weekend?
On Saturday, she went with her friend Harry, and they went like antiquing and stuff. I'm going to guess hanging out with him.
Oh, God. You dragged Harry to antiquing?
Harry invited me to do it, and we were so annoying. All the creme de la creme, if you're listening. No, it was Miracle at Big Rock we went to Friday night, the big light show in Wisconsin.
There's a lot of good stuff over the weekend.
Married for a couple of years, start to lose touch. I know how it is. Thank you, Jake. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye. Okay, up next is Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How are you?
How do you look shirtless, Andrew?
You know, we literally just watched that episode last night, and I was like, this is the scene that Fallon was talking about. And Andrew was like, I think Jake looks great. And I was like, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
What did you guys do this weekend? You had a long Thanksgiving. Was it at Jenny's house, or did you go to your family, or what did you guys do?
Went to my parents' house on Thursday, and then we did the Glow Festival this weekend, also at the State Fair.
Oh, cool. All right.
We binged some Yellowstone.
You know, it's so funny how so many people love Yellowstone, because it's such a corny, over-the-top soap opera. Uh-huh. But I love that show. Let me ask you a question. You went to your house. Did Jenny go to your parents?
Yeah.
Did they like Jenny?
Oh, of course, yeah. Absolutely.
What did they find to like about her? Because we're still looking.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
She puts herself right in the middle of everything, which is good.
Okay. She sure does. No, she sure does.
I heard that a little differently. Maybe word it a little differently. It's not like it's like, look at me. I'm the center of attention. It's like, I just talk to everyone.
That's a great story, Andrew's mom, but let's talk about me.
All right. Only because we're pressed for time, because we're always pressed for time. I need the thing that Jenny wrote down as her favorite part of the weekend. What would you say it is?
I'd say tailgating on Saturday.
Jenny said?
I mean, that was a close one, but I did choose the Glow Festival with you on Saturday night, because Andrew planned that for us, and I thought that was very sweet. It was very fun.
Oh, nice. All right, say goodbye to Andrew.
Bye, Andrew.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, also, another husband or partner who doesn't look anything like Luke Grimes with his shirt off, that's me. We missed Yellowstone last night because we were watching Dope Sick, which Susan had, she had quite the night. Tell everybody what happened when you came home from the store with an armload of groceries.
I dropped a bottle of beef gravy on the floor.
Yeah.
Beef gravy?
Yeah, I was making Swedish meatballs.
Oh.
Needing an extra jar of gravy.
She's like, why did you need beef gravy?
And she's like,
I was trying to balance them on all the other items you asked me to pick them up. So I could have one trip.
Did he come and offer to help carry some bags in, Susan? Or sounds like he didn't.
I was catching up on email. I had stuff to do.
She has 40 bags in her arms.
I hear this big crunch shatter, and I thought it was just like a coffee cup or something that broke. No, it was beef gravy all over the floor.
Keep it down. I'm busy.
I'm checking email. Okay, in the interest of time, I wrote down my favorite part of the weekend. What would you say was my favorite part?
Having fondue with the family and putting Ava in your high chair from when you grew up.
No, she wasn't my high chair that I grew up in. You can see pictures online on DaveRyanShow.com. That is a hard pass. That is no. It was the Stevie Ray comedy show that I saw on Saturday night.
Should you put that baby in a high chair that old? That thing probably has lead paint on it.
Oh, that's what Allison said. She's like, that chair's got lead paint. I'm like, no, I chewed it all off when I was a kid.
That explains so much.
All right, we got to go.